Five Times back.
We are back, ooh, and we have missed you. Hello, everybody. Jason and Brand. Summit Drive Time.
Respectively.
Yeah.
Jason.
And Brand. Listen, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it right now. We've been gone, a little bit of a hiatus.
And how long has it been, you think?
All of you that are listening today, you're dropping in on season two.
It is a
new episode one.
A new school year, a new season of podcasts.
Did you know that in the podcast world, Bran, that they do seasons?
I did know that.
I did not, yes, until I realized we hadn't done this in a while.
Yeah.
And then, just because we've been busy.
Right.
And then I saw that there are these things called seasons that you can do on podcasts. And then I called you and I said, hey, that's what we're doing.
Who told you?
I think I just saw it on some other podcasts I was looking at, because I'm really pretty up to speed on all the podcasts now.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you listening
and so,
to?
I'm listening to some stuff about college football.
Okay.
Listening to some leadership podcasts.
Okay.
I like that. Did you know Tim Keller has a podcast?
I did know that.
So there's just different things out there,
uh-huh,
that I like to listen
good for
to.
You.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Anyway, this is episode one of season two.
Well,
we're going
to
do this now.
It feels good to say that.
Yeah, it feels great to say it. We have been gone since May-ish.
April.
Has it really been that long?
Yeah, it was Good Friday, Easter.
Time flies. Yeah. And here's what I love. People have asked.
Yeah, they have.
Have they stopped you?
Lots of inquiries.
Hey, where have you guys been? Yeah. And I've just been going, season two's coming.
Season two's coming.
And so it's officially here, and we're glad that all of you are listening today, wherever the roads may be taking you around the upstate of South Carolina and beyond.
That's
now,
right.
I feel like for episode one of season two, we need to catch some people up.
Catch people up to
a
speed.
A lot has happened since we did our last podcast, Brando.
So many
As a
things.
Matter of fact, you don't even work full-time at Summit anymore. Wait. Don't drive off the road, people. If you haven't heard this, Brandon no longer works full-time.
You think that news
Summit
would cause somebody to...
I think it caused them to be sad. I think it could cause them to lose control of the steering wheel. I think it caused them a lot of different
crying
things.
Crying uncontrollably.
Yeah, could be that. But I think they're also encouraged, well, even though he's not there anymore, obviously this podcast is out. So
we're still friendly.
Something good's
still
going
friendly.
On. And so we need to give some clarity to that today. Let's talk
sure
about the fact that you left me when we were getting pretty popular with this podcast to go do other podcasts that, from what I understand, are somewhat more popular than our podcast.
I just want to be perfectly clear. Our okay last podcast was April, and I didn't leave till July.
That is true. But you told me in May
that
you were leaving. So then I had to have 2 months of dealing with it. I went out, I talked to some other people to see if they wanted to be one of my best friends. No.
No.
Season two, episode one.
Yeah.
That's the reason we're doing this. No one else would do
no
a podcast
one else
with
do
me.
It.
And so, plus Jason and Brand's got a nice ring to it.
It does have a good ring.
I feel like we've got a following.
It's one of the only times you can say a J name before a B name and it still work.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
You're not wrong.
Yeah. Bran and Jason does not work.
Not even a little bit.
In my book, at
no,
least.
No. And so let's talk about the fact you came to me in May and said, listen, Jason, it's been real. You're probably one of the top two influential leaders in my life. This hasn't been easy for me to walk away from you. I mean, that's in a nutshell what I heard.
Yeah.
And then I said, no, Brandon, don't go. And then you said, no, it's time. Like,
it's time.
I've got my wings. I've got a huge following in regards to preposterous Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go talk to those people on a regular basis that love to listen to me talk about Christmas movies. So let's talk about it.
Talk about
what you're doing with your life.
Yeah, I want to say a couple things.
Okay,
I did. You dropped the bombshell earlier that you listen to podcasts, and this was a test. I asked you what you listen to.
Yeah.
And nary a Deck the Hallmark to be found.
Yeah.
Which is fine.
Yeah.
I would be surprised if you were listening, to be honest with you. You have listened before?
No, I've never.
You've never listened?
No, I've
really?
Never. Yeah, this is the honest truth. I've
Your
never,
wife listens.
My wife loves it.
Yeah.
I've never listened to a single Deck the Hallmark podcast.
You never once thought to listen to hear about the thing that I'm leaving you for.
That's right. So at first, I was kind of busy. And then the longer that it went on, the more I kind of love the fact that I hadn't.
Yeah.
And now, like, I don't think I ever will. Like, here's what I would like. I would like for you to become incredibly famous across the globe and me still never listen
to
one.
I just want to throw a scenario.
Okay, go.
Let's say, something crazy happens, and I somehow get a movie deal.
Yes.
I get to be in a movie.
Yeah.
You're not watching the movie?
I would totally watch a movie.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But when I came to the premiere and walked the red carpet with you... Because obviously I gave you your big break. I'm on the carpet, obviously. Okay. Probably like your pastor, friend. Because most famous people still have a pastor. And so I'm still there.
Do they
there.
Bring their pastor to the red carpet?
Sure they do. And then people go, well, who are you? And you go, well, I'm his pastor. And they'll go, well, what do you think of the podcast? And I'll go, I've never listened to
never
it.
Listened to it.
But I'm excited to see this movie.
Yeah. I'm not that offended. Okay. But well,
I'm only slightly offended.
No. Well, but I will say this. I tried to get you into Spotify forever.
That's true.
And then you finally jumped on the wagon, and now you can't get enough of Spotify.
I love Spotify.
So I like to think that maybe the podcast is like that.
It might be.
I have a podcast called Deck the Hallmark. Me and a couple buddies, we watch and we review Hallmark Christmas movies mainly, but also movies throughout the year. It kind of took off in the world of podcasting, which is, you know,
right.
relatively small, but it kind of took off this last holiday season. And this is what happened. Can
Go
I
ahead.
Tell you what happened?
I want to know this reason we're this is season 2, episode 1.
We were somebody that we all know, not everybody that's listening, but someone that the three of us know reached out to us and said, hey, would you like to make this a full time thing if I gave you guys money?
Yeah.
And when something like that happens,
sure.
You know, when you're still, you know, when you're still in your 20s,
yeah.
It's one of those things where you're just like, you know what, let's
How do
let's
you think Summit Church even got started? Someone right. called up and said, listen, I got some money. You kind of want to do this?
And I said, hey, there's more on the
That's
way.
Not how
and
Summit
I
want to
let you know you're a part of more on the way.
Yeah, amen.
You
amen.
Know?
That's
so it's
exactly
kind of like
right.
that.
Exactly.
It's kind of like that.
Go ahead.
So we, someone gave us some money. So we took a leap.
Yeah.
And we are a month into this thing, and it's going okay. It's
yeah.
going good.
Good.
As good as it can go,
as
you know?
As good as it can go. Now, talk to me about where you've been over the last... Because you've traveled. You've been in Raleigh doing some shows.
Yeah.
You've been in New York City doing some live shows. You've been in L.A.
Yeah.
Like, that's what big-time people do.
So we put our heads together. We said, we got to do a little bit of travel this July, Christmas in July. I don't know if you know this, Hallmark switches to all Christmas in July.
Yeah, I didn't.
They do that. And so we decided to use that as leverage to do some live shows, a little practice
yeah.
for this holiday season.
Okay.
So we decided we're going to go to the big cities. We're going to go to New York. We're going to LA. We're going to go to Raleigh,
mm-hmm.
of course, naturally.
And Greer.
And so that's what we did. We went, and it was all good. It was all a lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
I've never been to the West Coast before. Never been to LA.
Oh,
LA
it's beautiful,
beautiful
out, that
out
way,
there.
Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
It's real nice.
If it was,
they have some earthquakes.
Yeah. But we have our problems.
We've all got things.
We have lightning that just goes nonstop in
Last
the middle
night,
of the night.
That was exactly right. Mm-hmm.
So we all have our things.
So you're having fun.
Having fun.
Grizzly's excited about it.
But you want to know the thing.
Caitlin's excited yeah. about it. But the fact of the matter is, I need to go back and make one clarifying comment about not listening to your podcast. And I don't know if the people know this or not. You've been on TV a couple of times. You've been on Good Morning America. They've taken this liking to you. Right? Is it called
You
Good
haven't
Morning
watched a single Good Morning America
I've
segment.
Watched every time.
Wow.
I have watched that
really?
Every time.
Even the time I got preempted?
Recorded it. Yeah, and then it got put on Facebook,
yeah.
and I could still watch it, and I yeah. went to Facebook and watched
Thank
it.
Thank you, Jason.
You're
that
welcome.
Means a lot.
So I'm in on that. I'm
good.
In on that part of it.
You like to see. You like to be able
I
to...
I am more of that kind
well,
of person.
Good news is we also record it visually, and we put it out there,
oh,
so
really?
If you want to watch it that way...
Maybe
can...
that's how I'll do it, then.
Okay.
I'll
I doubt,
let you know.
I'm
doubt
going
it.
To doubt it, but...
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, you're totally welcome. Yeah, so the fact of the matter is, while you're gone from the full-time realm
mm-hmm.
of Things Summit, you're not totally gone
I'm
from
not
Summit.
Gone. That's why I'm here right now.
You're still doing some things with us.
Yeah.
You're leading the student ministry at Summit Malden.
That's exactly right. We're getting back started this Sunday, back-to-school bash.
You are helping us with some graphics and things like that.
I am still doing that.
You are leading worship for us at some of our different congregations at different times,
yeah.
just depending on when we need you, because you're really great at that, too.
Thank you. You're very
and
kind.
So you're still around.
You want to know what's
great? You're still doing announcements with me when we're together at Malden, like we're doing announcements.
Let me tell you how great of a boss that you were.
Go ahead.
I came to you and I said, I'm going to leave, but I want to do all the things that I like doing.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, okay, keep doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. And
yeah.
here we are today.
And here we are today, still doing some at
And I'm
time.
Thankful for it.
Yeah, you're totally, yeah, it's totally fine. Do you want to know about my summer and what I've been doing?
Yeah, sure.
I've been looking for people to take some of the workload
sure.
around here.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It's fine.
Good.
I mean, everybody's just pitching in and doing a little more. And they like it.
Good.
So that's good.
Good.
Yeah, yeah,
Grayson,
yeah,
how
really
you doing?
Good.
Thumbs up from
yeah.
Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
He's busy. He's so busy he can't even talk.
And then we had to clean out your office.
I
so
cleaned
that
out
was
my own
7
office.
Weeks.
No.
Of
I cleaned
cleaning
out
the stuff
office.
Out of your office.
Do you want to know that this is so true? I cleaned out my office the
yeah.
best of my ability, which, you know, is like mm-hmm. decent compared to everybody else.
And then while you were cleaning it out, we were blaring through the speakers, "Hope You Had the Time of Your Life" by Green Day.
Yeah. It's actually called Good Riddance.
Good, yeah, right, exactly.
And I left a few things in the office because, you know, I still do student ministry here.
Right.
One of those things was a board game called Christmasopoly.
Christmasopoly, there's a board game?
A Monopoly,
sure.
A Christmas version of Monopoly.
Yeah.
And I come back in the following week.
Yeah.
To make sure that Nathan's moved in good.
Yeah.
And you know what I notice?
It's gone.
Christmasopoly's gone.
Okay. What did he do with it?
He threw it out.
Oh, he didn't even give it to someone in need?
He didn't give it. He didn't, nor did he text me and ask me.
He just saw it.
I was very strategic about the things I left.
Sure.
And he just threw it out.
Hmm. What did you do with my retired high school basketball jersey?
It's hanging right there, buddy.
That's right. I put it back in my office. You know that, Brandon, for all you listeners, one, I don't really have a retired high school basketball jersey. but I do have my high school basketball jersey.
You took it, right?
You know, I did. I just had it in my closet, and then my wife took it and had it framed and matted like I was really good in high school at basketball.
It's very funny.
Which I wasn't really that great at all.
Did you ask for permission?
Before I took that?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You did?
Yeah, sure. I always ask. Yeah, I typically, before I take something, ask, because if not, that's stealing.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So let me tell you about what I did.
Okay.
I didn't play basketball in high school, and I still took a jersey.
Without asking?
Without asking.
You stole a jersey. Man, we don't condone it.
No, we don't.
And I know there's probably some young kids out there listening today as they're going down the road.
Don't do it.
Yeah. We're not saying that you should definitely do that. As a matter of fact, as soon as we get done with this podcast, Brandon will write a letter to the athletic director of his high. Was it
Dan
junior
Diesel.
High?
Dan Diesel. High school.
Okay. Well, he's probably listening. Go ahead and say you're sorry.
Dan, I'm sorry. Listen, I know that we had a good relationship despite my unathletic nature.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that you probably would have given me permission to take a jersey. But when I took it without asking, I didn't think about how it would affect other people because it was a jersey from the 80s and you were going to throw them out anyways. And so I'm sorry.
It's a great apology.
Thank you.
I think he accepts it.
I think so too.
Now, thanks, I actually, what I did over the last couple of months, I got a little vacation time with my family, which is always great. Love that. And then also had the chance to go speak at a few places. I was in Pennsylvania speaking at High Point Camp. I was at Woodlands in Georgia speaking at their camp there in Cleveland, Georgia. I think last season we did an episode on camps and what we love about camps ministry opportunities and all that kind of stuff. Yep, absolutely love that. And so was doing that again, and that was a lot of fun. And then my wife and I took a trip to Amelia Island. We do that every year, just the two of us, kind of a celebration of our anniversary.
Happy
which
anniversary.
Was just a little over a week ago now.
How many years?
19 years.
19.
It's a really good run, I feel like.
Can I ask you this?
Yeah, go ahead.
And I'm sure you won't probably answer, but I'm sure you're already thinking.
Go ahead.
What are you going to do for your 20?
20? There's a couple. I got a couple of things rolling around for 20.
Yeah.
You know, we honeymooned in out on the West Coast.
I know that.
And we loved it. There's been some talk of maybe trying to return to the West Coast 20 years later.
Yeah, I love it.
I also love Ireland and Scotland.
Okay.
And so does she. She's Scottish in heritage. And so there's been some talk of heading to Ireland, Scotland. Anybody listening on the pod that has any hookups out that direction that think would be a good place for me to stay? Let me know about
that. So it's either the West Coast of the continental U.S. or Scotland.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I think those are a couple of different things that we're looking at.
Great.
So, and then also just maybe going to like Columbia. So, South Carolina, not the country.
Right.
So those are kind of the three that we're looking at.
Great.
I'm joking about Columbia. So yeah, 19 years. And so it's just been a busy full summer. I mean, not just on a personal level. The other thing I wanted to touch upon here in season 2, episode 1, what's been going on at Summit.
There's a lot of exciting things. So many fun things.
When we were wrapping up season 1, Summit Spartanburg was finishing up their official merge there with Bethany Baptist Church.
Yes, I want to say it was happening within the next couple of weeks.
It had just happened, actually.
It just happened.
Yep,
okay,
and
good.
It's gone really great. We've continued to be together, and it's been wonderful. And I'm super thankful for what the Lord's doing out in Spartanburg. This past week, they just had a big back-to-school bash there. They hosted at their church.
Yeah.
And they provided backpacks and stuff for kids in need.
That.
And it was a
block party.
Block party, if you will. Yeah, that's exactly right. And so they're doing really great out there. A lot of colleges around Summit Spartanburg, they'll all be coming back in the next couple of weeks.
I think Wofford's going to go back to March Madness this year.
Oh.
You think so?
I don't think
okay.
so. But I don't know that to be sure. I hope they do.
Yeah, we
I'll pull
would love
for
it.
Too. Yeah,
go,
I'm not exactly
go
sure.
Go Bulldogs.
And then Summit Greer moved.
Yes.
That happened. It's terriers, by the way. Walford Terriers.
I knew it was a dog. Yeah, an angry
close
one.
Enough. An angry one. That's exactly right. Very excited about Summit Greer moving to their new location. No longer in Greer.
No longer down the road.
5 miles. Lyman, Duncan, Welford. Duncan, Lyman, Welford. Welford, Lyman, Duncan. However they like to say it. So nice they named it thrice. It's the town, it's the area where I was born and raised,
so
Welford, South Carolina.
The trilogy of names?
It is, and it's now our second congregation in Spartanburg County. So
love
four
that.
Review, two in Spartanburg County, two in Greenville County, one in Pickens County. That's where Summit's currently located and all those spots. But we were praying for a place for them. It was on our Vision 2030 specific prayer list for 2018, 2019, that the Lord provide a place for them, mm-hmm. and He has done so.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just moved in 2 weeks ago, and it's going really well, and I'm really excited about that. And then the other big news that happened over the course of the summer is everything got solidified for Summit Malden to move to Simpsonville, loan approved, money in the bank, tearing down some things, building some things back. Construction actually begins next week. We're very excited about that. And they're telling us 1 year. They're going to tell us 1 year, and we're going to give updates here on Summit Drive Time.
That's the only place you're going to be able to get updates is Summit Drive Time.
That's exactly right. We're not going to talk about it anywhere else. That's exactly right. And so very excited about that. And so there's been a lot of, as the kids say, irons in the fire.
Yeah, sure.
Kids don't say that. But there's been a lot going on. And we're excited about how the Lord's been providing for us and what's before us in the course of the next year.
And we just concluded our study through the seven churches in Revelation.
That's exactly
right. And
we
are about to kick off
a brand new series
called
The Gospel-Centered Life. Yeah,
that's
really
exactly
looking
right.
forward to that. Mm-hmm.
So maybe in the next couple minutes that we have together, tease it out. What can people expect? This is a four weeker?
No. I think we're looking at about six.
I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, you're not around the table anymore.
I'm not around the table.
Yeah,
so
I think we're looking at about six. Actually, seven week series,
right.
And we're going to talk about the beauty and the hope of the gospel in all of life, for every part of life, and so not just a. It's more than a door, if you will. Brando.
What do you mean?
And
when
what
you say
I mean
it?
By that is
because it sounds great.
It does sound really great. Nice little tagline. No, that as we continue to walk with the Lord and grow in the Lord, that the beauty of what it is that He has done for us in and through Jesus Christ is preeminent in every area of our life, impacts every area of our life. And I'm excited about unpacking that some with the folks of Summit, the rest of our teaching team. I've already been studying together and spending most of our time either in Colossians or Romans, mm-hmm. kind of back and forth, mm-hmm. some different mm-hmm. passages there, and talking about what it looks like to truly believe the gospel. In what ways do we minimize the cross that we should not be? How our own self-righteousness is at play at times in minimizing the cross. And so I think there's a lot of different things to think through and process through that'll be good for our folks. And I think it'll be an exciting series. This is what I think. I think it's a series, if you've been around Summit for a while and you have a family member or a friend that you've been thinking about inviting, I think this would be a great series for them to step into the life of Summit and hear what we are most passionate about. And that is how Jesus and the gospel actually does change everything and transform every part of
life. Maybe a little values refresher for those of you that have been around for a while.
Yeah, that's as well. So we're really looking forward to that.
Lots of fun.
Yep. So Brando, it's been a really great episode one here to kick things off. I'm really glad that we can still do this, even though you're traveling the world and becoming more and more famous. But I want you to know that you've always been famous in our eyes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And that
I don't know what that means.
Well, it just means that when you make the big time, however you've defined that for yourself, that you'll remember the little people that were there when your life was nothing more than sitting in Jason Malone's office with two microphones and a turntable and two turntables and a microphone and doing your first ever podcast.
Yeah, it wasn't my first. I think that I have made it.
Oh, it's done. You're already there.
No.
Oh.
That everything is going to continue to get better.
Oh, okay, right.
But as far as, you know, mm-hmm. I think I made it when the Lord redeemed me to Himself.
Oh, wow. Okay, which took a sharp turn left that I really like.
Well, I just
that was very serious.
Well, yes.
I like it.
Before we end, because we're almost there.
Okay.
Season two, what can people expect?
Oh, yeah. I'm really excited about season two. We've been working hard, kind of putting our agenda together of things we would like
lots
to cover.
Lots of whiteboard sessions, just kind of like super in detail, kind of what to, you know.
I think that I would like to bring in our entire staff team, except for Jim Geyer, and because he's not allowed on the podcast.
Right.
And interview them.
That's
We've never done that.
Yeah.
We've never really, like, tell us about your life. Tell us your story.
Because when we, you know,
like Grayson
talked,
Cato, like, yeah. We're going to interview Grayson. He's going to talk about being attacked by a tiger as a young child.
Well,
you didn't know
that.
No. But you're going to know about it and what happened and how the tiger even got to him to begin with. How does a tiger get to a toddler? You're going to find out. So that kind of stuff, I think, is going to be pretty huge. I'm excited about it.
Yeah. This is news to me. I thought we were going to do a true crime thing.
No, true crime.
Okay.
No.
So just throw that idea out.
Nope. I don't think I want to. Like, we make up our own, or we actually go find something that happened and we report on it.
We report on it. That's the cool thing.
That's what all the kids are doing?
Yeah.
I don't really want to do that.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Number one, I can get super infatuated with that kind of stuff. Like, it kind of, you're down the rabbit hole and it's just no turning back. And then I actually feel like I would be out doing detective work.
Yeah.
And I don't have time for
it. But if you're going to do something else, that's in your top three things. Weatherman?
Weatherman would be my top three things I would do with
police
my life.
Police officer.
Detective. I'm a purveyor of justice.
And?
Real estate. I feel like I could really sell some houses.
The case we were going to do is the case of the missing jersey, but I guess we figured that out.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly
that's kind of what we did in this episode. Mm-hmm. So more of that.
And then we're going to continue to talk about some things around Summit that are encouraging to us. We're going to be talking about some other series that are coming up. We're going to be highlighting a few different ministry opportunities that folks have. So there's several different things coming up. I'm excited about them.
Big fun. I don't think we're going to make any promises about how often we'll release, but it's going to be...
It really depends on your schedule, because I'm always in this room.
Yeah, but don't throw that
pretty
on me
close to this chair.
You meet with more people than I know.
Yeah, that's
so
fair.
Don't throw this all on
that's
me.
That's fair.
It's not all on me.
That's fair.
This is on you.
Okay. I accept it and I think we'll have I think we'll work this out together. I think it'll be fun.
Until next time.
Hey, we love everybody. Keep it on the road out there. 10 and 2.
10 and 2.
Summit Drive Time. Save it with your friends. How do you share it? What do you do?
I think you just, did you say save it with your friends?
No, share it with your friends.
Share it with your friends. On whatever you're listening to, there should be
your
a share
platforms.
Button. A share, yeah.
On the platforms that are out there
and stuff. Yeah,
like Charter Communications.
Yes.
And AT&T.
AOL.
Bell South.
Etc.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Bye, everybody.